Hey, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. Today we're going to learn all about the funeral of Yaakov Avinu, the confrontation that happened between Yaakov and Esav at Maras HaMechpelah, and how Yosef's remains were secured. So let's begin. We are at Yosef Zacha. The Mishnah had said that Yosef buried his father, and there was no one greater than Yosef in the sense that he got rewarded by having the greatest Jew in history, Moshe Rabbeinu, bury him, deal with his remains. So says Gemara, Maishna mei karadich sevayal Yosef l'kabar esaviv vayal uito kalav de paro v'hadar v'chol beis Yosef ve'echov uveis aviv. That the pasuk says av de paro before the brothers of Yosef u'maisha l'besof, and then later on it says dichsev vayoshev Yosef mitzrayma hu ve'echov v'hadar v'chol olam ito l'kabar esaviv. It mentions the brothers before the av de paro. So why does the pasuk switch the order? Amrav Yochanan Betchila Ad Shelo Ra'u B'Kvodon Shel Yisrael. When they initially went to bury him, they hadn't yet seen the honor that was given by the other nations had given them. La Nogu Behen Kavod. So they didn't treat the brothers of Yosef with any sense of great respect. But Elbasov, when they came back from burying Yaakov, Shero B'Kvodon, they saw the great honor of the Jewish people. Nogu Behen Kavod. So therefore, they allowed the Achi Yosef to go first. Dechsiv, because the Gemara explains what's the Kavod that the nations did with them. Vayavou Ad Gorin Ha'ot. Is there an atad is a type of thorn? Is there any sort of gorin? There's any sort of threshing? It's not like an edible product. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Melamichi Kifu Ksarim La'arono Shel Yaakov Kigorin Ze Shemakifim Lo Atad. They put a crown. They put their crowns around the Aron of Yaakov like this gorin that is surrounded by thorns. Meaning you put a thorn bush around it in order to protect. Shabo b'nei Esav b'nei Shmuel b'nei Keturah, because all the b'nei Esav and the b'nei Shmuel and b'nei Keturah all came to the Levaya, and all of their kings took their crowns and put it on the Aron of Yaakov, and that's why it's called Gorin Ha'atad. Tana kulam l'melchama ba'u. They all came initially, the b'nei Esav, the b'nei Shmuel, the b'nei Keturah. They all came to wage war, but kivin shoro kisro shel Yosef talib aron shel Yaakov. When they saw Yosef's crown and not Yaakov's Aron, notu kulan kisrei notalim ba'aron shel Yaakov. They all took their crowns and put it on Yaakov's Aron. Tana Shloshim Mishisha Ksarim Nitlu Baron Shel Yaakov. There were 36 crowns on the Aron of Yaakov. Ve'yispedu Sham Mispeid Gadol V'Chaved Ma'od. And they had a tremendous hesped, a heavy and significant hesped for Yaakov Avinu. Tana Afilu Susam Afilu Chamorim. That everyone got into the Avelos, even the animals, even the horses and the donkeys, whatever that means. Kivin sheyigiu l'Maras HaMechpelah, once they arrived at Maras HaMechpelah, Asa Esav kama'akev, Esav tried to prevent the burial of Yaakov. Amr lehen, so Esav said to Yaakov's children, Mamre Kiryas Ha'arba hi Chevron, that it says in the Pasuk, that Kiryas Ha'arba hi Chevron, Ram Rav Yitzchak, Kiryas Ha'arba, Arba Zugos Hayu, that Kiryas Arba, Chevron, and Maras HaMechpelah is called Kiryas Arba because there were four couples that were there. Adam Chava, Avram Sarah, Yitzchak Rivka, Yaakov Vileya. So there's only a place for eight kvarim there. So Esav Taina, that since Yitzchak and Rivka were buried there, there are only two kvarim left. And Ihu Kavra Lileya Bididei, Vahayda Payish Didihu. Yaakov took his portion of the remaining two kvarim by burying Leah there, which means the other portion should go to me, should go to Esav. So Amulei, so the Bnei Yaakov said, Zabinta, what do you mean should go to you? You sold it when you sold the Bechora. So Amulehu, when he does Zabini Bechirusa, Pshitusa Mizabini, he said, maybe I sold my Chilik Bechor, but I didn't sell, just being a child, I didn't sell the Chilik Pashut. So Amulei, so the Bnei Yaakov said, yeah, you did, you sold your Chilik Pashut also. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, when Yosef sent Paro to tell that his father had commanded Bekivri Asher Karisili to be buried in the kever that I have dug for myself in Eretz Canaan. V'amr Rabbi Yochum v'shum Rabbi Shum ben Yotzadak, Ein Kira, when he says Karisi, it doesn't mean he dug it, El Lashon Mechira, it means a Lashon of a sale. Shekem B'char Chayayam Karin L'Mechira, Kira. Kira is a term that's used in a number of cities to refer to a Mechira. So Amr Lahu, so Esav said, Havali Garta. You claim that I sold it. I'd like to see the document. Amrulei, igarta barad Mitzrayim he. The document, that's in Mitzrayim. We're not in Mitzrayim now. Uman Nezel. So who's going to go bring the shtar from Mitzrayim? So we have to send our fastest. Nezel Naftali to Kail Ki Ayalta. We'll send Naftali because he runs like an ayal. So like an ayala. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Naftali ayala shlucha. Hanosi nimre shefer. Amr Rabbi Yavo, al tikre imre shefer, ele imre sefer. That he went to go bring the sefer, the actual shtar that showed that Yaakov was the rightful owner of the last chelek in Maris HaMachpelah. Chushim Berei Didon Taman Hava. Don's son Chushim was present when this conversation was happening. V'yakirin le'udne, but he was hard of hearing. Amr lehu, mayhai. So he saw that there was some sort of tumult going on, that Esav was delaying, and he said, what's going on over here? V'amr lehi, kama akev hai, adasi naftali, me'ar de Mitzrayim. So they filled him in. They said, well, this guy, Esav, Uncle Esav, is delaying until Naftali comes back with a shtar from Mitzrayim until we have the documentation. So he's getting caught up in paper. Paperwork. Amr lehu va'ad asi Naftali me'arid Mitzrayim yei avi abba mutal b'bizayon. And until he comes back from Mitzrayim, until Naftali comes back from Mitzrayim, my grandfather's going to be lying here without being buried in Bizayon. Shakal kulpa. He took a stick, machia reshe, and he smacked it on Esav's head, and he killed him. Natran enei v'naflu akara di Yaakov, and his eyes popped out. Esav's eyes popped out and fell on Yaakov's legs. Paschinu Yaakov le'enei v'achich. Yaakov, who was deceased, opened up his eyes and he smiled. V'hainu d'chsev yismach tzaddik ki chazanakam pa'am of yirchatz badam harasha. That Yaakov the tzaddik was happy because he saw the revenge taken against Esav, and his legs were washed with the blood of the Rasha, because the eyes of Esav fell on his legs. But also shown in the sky of Nevuah Shal Rivka, and that was a fulfillment of the Nevuah of Rivka Imenu Dechsiv, because the pasuk says that Rivka told Yaakov, Lama Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. Why should both of you die in the same day? So Vafel Gavda Misasa No Yom Echad Avay Kvurasam Yom Echad Avay. So even though they didn't actually die on the same day, but they were both buried on the same day, so it's close enough. V'lo Asik Be Yosef Echad Lo Avim Aski Be Asked the Gemara. And if Yosef would not have dealt with the burial of Yaakov, wouldn't the other Shvatim have done so? V'aksiv ha'yisrosos banav arza kanan, that all the brothers were involved in carrying the mitzvah of Yaakov. So certainly the burden of the kavura it wasn't only Yosef's, it belonged to all of them. So why did they allow Yosef to do the burial himself? So Amruth, so the other brother said, hanichulo kvod b'mlachim yosem v'adiotos. They wanted to give Yaakov the greatest honor, and they realized that the greatest honor to Yaakov was to have a melech, the most powerful man in the world, Yosef HaTzadik, deal with the kavura. Milanu gadol miYosef. So the Mishnah went on to say, so I guess main point number one is the story of the burial of Yaakov and how Esav tried to prevent it and how Chushim ben Dan made it actually happen. Okay, Milanu gadol miYosef. Who is greater than Yosef? That Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with Yosef's bones. Tan Rabban Bore, kama chavivos mitzvos al Moshe Rabbeinu. Shkol Yisrael klun nesasku bebiza, v'hu nesasku bemitzvos. Shnemar chacham levi kach mitzvos. Moshe Rabbeinu loved mitzvos. Everyone else was busy taking the spoils of Mitzrayim, taking money that was there for the taking, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted a chapa mitzvah. So he went and he grabbed the bones of Yosef. U'minayin ha'yodeh Moshe Rabbeinu heichan Yosef kavmur, and had Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef was buried? Amru Serach Basasher Neshtayra Me'osa Adar. V'halach Moshe Etzla. Serach Basasher was still alive, and Moshe Rabbeinu went to consult with her. Amr Lai, he said, Klomat Yodas heichan Yosef kavmur, do you have any idea where Yosef is buried? Amr Lo, so Serach said, Aron the Egyptians made a metal aron for him, and they put it in the Nile River, hoping that his burial in the Nile will cause a blessing in the waters. Moshe ben stood by the edge of the Nile, Amar lo, and he called out to Yosef, Yosef, after a long exile, the time has finally come that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sworn to us about, that he's going to redeem us. V'yigia Shavua, Sheshbata Es Yisrael, the Shavua that you made your brother swear to take your bones out. It's come time to fulfill it. Mutav. If you're willing to show yourself now, then good, we'll take care of it. Imlav hare anu. But if you don't show yourself now, well, then we're off the hook. We don't have to fulfill the shvua. Miyad saf arono shel Yosef. The aron of Yosef floated to the top. Va'al titame heich barzel tzaf. And don't wonder, how could iron float? Sharek siv. Because the pasuk says by the Talmidim of Elisha and Avi that cut down wood from the Yarden for the Beis Medrash, va'yir echad mapil akoraves habarzel nafal elamayim aha adoni v'hu shaul, that it fell into the water, the beam with the iron, with the garzon, with the axe, fell, that he cut, and Elisha cried out that the axe was borrowed and he doesn't have what to pay it back with. Va'yom reish elokim ana. He said, where did it fall? They showed him where it fell. So you see over there, Elisha cut a piece of wood, threw it in the water, and the barzel came floating to the top. So if Elisha, who was only a Talmud of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was only a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, and nevertheless Elisha was able to make iron float, such a trick shouldn't be too hard for Moshe Rabbeinu himself to pull off. Rabbi Nassim says Yosef's Aron was not in the Nile. Bekabarnit, it was in Shalmalach Mayakavur. He was buried in the king section of the cemetery, and he just didn't know which Aron it was. Moshe didn't know how to find it. Halach Moshe va'amad al kabarnit Shalmalachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and stood by this area where the kings are buried. Amar Yosef, higia eishin ishbar kodesh baruch shani gol eschem v'higia shuvah shishbat es Yisrael imata maratz melchamu tavim lav harei anu menu. The same speech. It's time for the redemption. It's time for the shvuah. That, so if you show yourself good, otherwise we're off scot free. We don't have to take care of the shvuah. And that's when the aron of Yosef started to shake. Not the Moshe Veviyu. So Moshe Rabbeinu took it. The entire time the Jewish people were in the midbar, these two aronos were accompanying each other. The aron of Yosef and the aron of the shechina, meaning the Aron of the Luchos, for you over in Veshav and Omrim, and people who pass by would say to the Jewish people, Mativan shel shnei aronos halalu. What's the story with these two arons? Amru, echad shel meis ve'echad shel shechina. And they would respond, one is of Yosef and one is the shechina. V'chimad darko shel meis lahalechim shechina. Why do you have a mace going together with the shechina? Isn't that disrespectful? Amru ki eim zeh kol ma shekasab zeh. It's actually perfect. It's perfect symmetry because this person fulfilled everything that it said in the luchos that are in the other aron. So main point number two is there are two opinions where Yosef's bones were, either in the Nile or together with the other kings. And then Yosef's bones were taken by Moshe and carried throughout the time in the Midbar together with the other aron. So we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll do Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis.